All right. Wednesday evening, 8/2/23. The title is Just Say No to Care. Say this with me. I don't care.
I don't care.
Say this. I cast my care.
I cast my care.
All right. That's what we're going to look at. All right, let me just read a few things I wrote down here. Our world is filled with awareness campaigns, which are satanic assignments to cause you to take thoughts sane. You know about all the ribbon campaigns. These thoughts are not God's thoughts, but thoughts of care. They come in the guise of self-care. The Bible strictly prohibits self-care. You can pick out these campaigns easily because behind each one is an attempt to take away your control. Many times these start out as a choice and end as a new law that is imposed. That's how they begin to push things. Take vaccine programs, for instance. Yeah, it has caused great damage to humanity, and the devil has used this tactic for decades, and they are still trying to tempt it again. Thank God we're waking up to his schemes and we say no. The Just Say No campaign is a good one, I think. For it puts the control back into our hands. God's word is our Just Say No campaign against the devil and his wiles. All right, Ephesians 6:11 will be the first scripture. It talks about the wiles of the devil. It says to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Well, what is the armor of God? It's the Word of God. The wiles, this is what wiles is. Method, traveling over, travesty, or trickery. It's what he's used on all of us since we were born. Traveling over really stands out to me when dealing with Satan's campaign agenda push. It says here he tries to pound you over and over to get you to take the thought sane. Fear. He uses fear, his tactics. All right, we're going to read Matthew 6. Are y'all surprised? You shouldn't be. Like I said, I quit reading it when we finally get it. I don't just stand up here and say my own words. I have to do what the Holy Spirit wants. All right, starting with verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. So mammon is taking thought for your life then, right? What you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on, is not life more than meat and the body than raiment? So mammon would be self-care and God's would be cast your care. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? If you think about animals, they don't care about their life. They don't take a thought. They're not even self-aware. I remember Gloria Copeland talking about this, about the human is the only one of God's creation that has to buy their own clothes, buy their food. God's provided for all the other creation, right? Birds have feathers. Animals have hair or fur. Shells, what? You know, scales. And we used to be clothed also. Adam and Eve didn't know they were naked because they weren't until they lost their clothes. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? God never meant for man to work by the sweat of his brow and the dog-eat-dog world that we have lived in our whole lives. He had the rivers, those four rivers, and all those vast wealth of minerals and all kinds of things. He just told the man to do what he did. Speak. Take dominion. That was what man was supposed to do. Not work like a slave. See, what Satan's system has done is made us slaves. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? That's all people do in this system. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. So care is evil. Taking care is evil. It's not our responsibility to take care of ourselves. Never has been. God looks at it that he refers it in the Old Testament as the flesh. To take care of ourselves, like Galatians says, we're stepping over into the flesh. This is Galatians 5, 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. So walking in the Spirit was God's plan all along for man, and not in the flesh. I want to look at some scriptures that we have not covered so far pertaining to care. And we've learned just in the last, well, some Sunday, some last Wednesday, that care is fear. It's rooted in fear. To care for yourself is to be fearful that you're not going to have enough or you're not going to have what you need. All right. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So fear is a spirit. Fear is the other master. All right, go to Romans 8. We see this in this whole chapter here. Verse 1 says, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. In other words, there is no condemnation. When we get in the flesh, that's whenever we begin to feel condemned. We're walking in the Spirit, there is none of that. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, like worry and care, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. See, these are the two masters here. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So you're either going to worry and fret and stew and all that, or you're going to trust God. So that they are in the flesh, that are in the flesh, cannot please God. Then Hebrews says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But if ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus up from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Jesus didn't walk after that whenever the multitude, you know, the disciples were saying, what are we going to do? You know, they don't have anything to eat. We don't have any money. What are we going to do? Jesus said, what do you got? Prayed over it, thanked God for it, and began to break it into pieces, and it fed them. 5,000 plus women and children in one. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Think about that. Walking completely free from fear, looking for whatever you're going to receive, it'll be by faith. Not ever having to think about that other. Yeah. All right. If we operate in fear, then we are being controlled by that spirit, the flesh. Can't serve two masters. Keep in mind that fear is care. Absolutely. We're going to read more than just one scripture here. Verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. But I want to read the rest of that. This is 1 Peter 5, 6. First it says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You know, really, flesh is pride. Self-care is pride. You know better than God. You can take care of yourself better than God can. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So he does not want us carrying the care. He wants us to cast our care. Okay, let's keep going here. Careth here means to be of interest to or to concern. To concern yourself with. Concern here means to make somebody worried. It's important as believers to watch our words in these matters. That we not say, well, I'm concerned about this. Or, well, we're saying we're in care about it. Okay, now I want to read some other scriptures here. The first one's in Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 2 says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Right here, snared means to ensnare or fowler. Fowler. Where have we heard that about the fowler? Psalms 91. Let's look at Psalms 91. The snare of the fowler. Just read the first three verses there. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Speak that every day. All right, go back to Proverbs 6. All right, verse 1 says, My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slander to thy eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. God is supposed to be the one that's carrying our care. All right, we'll continue with Isaiah. There was a bunch of scriptures about care. I just picked out a few here. This is Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. It says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Yeah, everlasting strength. All right. Isaiah 46, 4. And even to your old age, I am He. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will hear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Do you think God is like the world system that when you get old, they just drop you? Kick you into the corner? Want to take you out, euthanize you because you're no longer, you're just a useless eater? That's the world system. God doesn't see it that way. He's committed to you from conception to for eternity. He's committed himself to you for eternity to take care of you. All right, he's not like the world, no. Two different masters. All right, Deuteronomy 3:22. He says here, Ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, He shall fight for you. Not if you're worrying and fretting and caring, trying to take it on your own self to do it, but if you allow Him to do it, He'll do it right. You do not have to defend yourself. All right, this is Deuteronomy chapter 31. Seven and eight. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Can you just imagine? For 40 years, he's followed Moses, and all of a sudden, that mantle's fixing to pass to him. Well, Joshua, let's go look at Joshua. This is what the Lord spoke to Joshua. Right here, verse 5, it says, There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have I not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So he transferred the anointing, and he promised to be with him just like he was with Moses. Okay, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. See, the key is he's leading the way. You're following him. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I told you, he has a commitment to you from your conception for eternity. He's got a lot invested in you. All right, Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Not the system. The Lord. All right, Proverbs 3:24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid, yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. He's telling us every way he can to not carry care. All right, John chapter 14. This, and I like this one. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. You know, everybody thinks that's heaven. In my Father's house, there's many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Or this kingdom on the earth, or those that go to heaven and are waiting until God does this thing down here. Think about that. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Right here, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. I have such a problem when I hear people say, well, whoever you call God, well, trust that. No, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the only way to the Father. All right, troubled here means to stir or agitate like boiling water. Heart here is figuratively the thoughts. John 14:27 is the same two references with troubled and heart in it. 14:27. And out of the Strong's, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So don't let your mind, your thoughts be troubled, is what he's talking about here. All right, keep going. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Three and four. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. You know, if a person would just take the time to hear long enough, not let their circumstances cause them to react and just do stuff, if they will stay long enough to hear God, God will take care of the situation. Problem is, they don't hear in a certain amount of time, then they just take it into their own hands to do something. Happens all the time. Okay, Hebrews 13. He says in James chapter 1, is it verse 8? If any of you lack wisdom, is that right? Or is it 5? 5. Verse 5. If you lack wisdom, ask of God. He'll give it to you liberally and he won't hold it back from you. But you got to wait on it. Doesn't mean it might just happen in a snap. All right, Hebrews 13:6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. All right, this I thought that I was done with that, and this morning as I had typed everything out and copied it off, the Lord gave me two stories, one in the Old Testament, one in the New. So we're going to look at that. First one's Genesis 4. Verse 1, and Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. I was looking right here down in my concordance here. This is what it says. God approached Cain in love and offered him a chance to correct his mistake. As God asked convicting questions, he made no accusations. He gave him the opportunity to do well, that is, to make the right kind of sacrifice with the right heart attitude. In other words, Cain had the opportunity to be in favor with God just like Abel. But he chose not to. He got angry and slew his brother. And then he was cursed. He decided to go his way, do it his way. His brother did it God's way. And he hated him for it and killed him for it. All right. New Testament. This is Luke chapter 10. Verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. We can all identify with that one. All right, say this with me again. I don't care.
I don't care.
All right, say, I cast my care.
I cast my care.
All right, the next time the opportunity comes, you know what to say. All right.